it's like a game of musical chairs. Motorists circle streets on the city's east end searching for parking spots. Cars are turned away as one garage fills up in an hour.
Well, it's inadequate. I mean, it used to be okay, but obviously this is growing and they haven't made arrangements to accommodate the people who are coming now.
Hi, guys.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Good, good. You got some spaces?
Sure. It'll be $10.
Dan McPherson says he's not too happy about the high price to park in this private lot on Sayo Street in order to stay within a couple of blocks of the festival. He's one of thousands of people who will drive down here every night this week. But despite all the cars and commotion, no one has made a special parking plan for this event. Festival producer Mark Iacona says operators of nearby lots just need to be ready for it.
They know that the event is coming. We really can't tell them what to do. We just hope that they are operational. Well, and for the last 10 years, they have been. They've been at full capacity.
The most popular garage is the privately owned East End Garage on Main Street. It has 1,200 parking spaces, now going for $5 a pop. A manager says it sells out almost every night during the festival. The city's three nearby facilities, Court Street, Washington Square, and South Avenue garages, hold some of the overflow.
If they were filled every night, which is just not going to happen, but if they were, the revenue would be $109,000 if they were filled every night of the Jazz Fest. So that's about 1% of our revenue for the garages.
That's Deputy Mayor Leonard Reedon, who says in addition to the garages, there are several public and private parking lots nearby.
There's a lot on 30 North Union Street on the corner of Shalott Street that is free after 5 o'clock for those interested in that.
Dave Rice and his family found a space in that gravel lot, but it was tricky.
Problem is it's full, but it's not organized full. So people kind of made random parking spots, and so it's not really making good use of the space. There's nobody there parking people. So we actually, to be honest with you, we made our own spot. Exactly. I'm just saying we parked over there somewhere. I won't tell you where our car is.
There seems to be a lot of secret parking spots that are known to Jazz Fest regulars. But Deputy Mayor Reedon says most people have to make a choice. Arrive early and pay more to park, or put your sneakers on.
It's all a matter of how far you want to walk. That's where I think the Court Street garage is really a good consideration, because you're only adding a block, but I don't think a lot of people think to park there.
And another helpful note for people who struggle to park: festival organizers are thinking about running shuttle buses next year. I'm Carlette Claire, WXXI News.